Look, your eyes. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. They're starting to open. Okay, what do I do? What do I do? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Open your eyes for me. You can do it. Just open those eyes for me. Just like that. Oh, you're doing such a good job. Now, I don't know what to do. Why don't you try to breathe with me? Yeah, try to breathe with me. I know you're going to freak out the more you blink and your surroundings make sense. So what we're not going to do is we're not going to scream at me just because I look a little bit different. And instead, we're gonna breathe in and out. Just like that. See? Good job. Let's do it again. Yeah. Inhale and exhale. Very good. Now, can you keep doing that for me on your own? I knew you could. Okay. Let's start with real introductions. Hi. You're doing remarkably well for someone who just woke up after being in a coma for stars know how long. So let me get you caught up. A few days ago, we saw something falling out of the sky. I know. So at first, the young ones thought it was a meteor or maybe a shooting star. So our leader decided to send out some scouts. I was among them, and when we went exploring, we found you. You were completely unconscious and in critical condition. I was informed that you were a lost cause, actually, that I should just leave you there and see if we can salvage anything. I wish I could just do that, but my consciousness wouldn't let me. I begged for a chance to take you back to our camp. Just for the opportunity to try to nurse you back to health. She told me that if I accepted full responsibility for you and your actions, then that would be allowed. So don't prove her right. Don't mess this up for me. We don't take too kindly to strangers here, the older people even less than the younger ones. Oh, and I'm frayed, by the way. Completely forgot to tell you that. What's your name? It's a pleasure to put a name to the lovely face I've been caring for. For the longest time, I've just been calling you whatever flowers I brought in that day. I knew you couldn't see them, but I figured a little bit of flowers never hurt anybody. They brighten the room up, they make it smell nice, and if you woke up in the middle of the night, you would see that someone cares enough about you in your injured state to bring you flowers, even if it is a stranger. Today, I've been calling you Tulip. It seems to suit you since you're smiling and it's a bit contagious. I would think you would be wincing in pain. You crash landed here only a few days ago. And sure, I've been able to heal most of your injuries. There's still one really bad one. It's the one on your thigh. Yeah. That one was really, really deep. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to save your leg, so you'll have to be extra gentle with that one, okay? I'm not teasing, Tulip. I don't want you to get infected or something. I stuck my neck out for you. The least you could do is take my advice so that you can live longer. If I had known you had a death wish, then I might not have carried you back without any help. What? You seem shocked. Why? I had my spores to help me. They helped me do pretty much everything. But when I said it's been just me taking care of you, I wasn't lying. The only reason food is being brought here is because of me. I've been trying to get two plates of food brought up, but the chef didn't see a point in it. He kept saying that you weren't awake, so there wasn't a need for it, but I kept insisting that there's going to be, so maybe if you could just make the plate. Not important. It seems like today I won't have such an unresponsive conversation partner. I won't be so crazy as I talk to myself in here. Do you have any dietary restrictions to tell the chef about, or am I good to go with whatever he serves? I will let him know. Now, I do have to be a bit of a mood killer and ask if I can check you over. I know, it sucks. I want to make sure that you're healing properly. Once you're 100% better, you can start working on repairing your ship. I'll do my best to help you out there too, since I've kind of taken you on, but I've always been more of a healer than a builder. I don't know of how much help I'll be, but I'll be there. And I know there's a few folks in town that you can hire or you can do work for that would be willing to help you out in exchange. Around here, labor's never turned down. We had to move kind of recently, too, hence the state of this little ramshackle place. We're in the process of rebuilding, just in a different way. We have to start from square one, but our bodies are perfectly fine. You have your home somewhere far away, but you're starting from square one with your body. Ironic, isn't it? Are you in any pain, Tulip? That sounds about right. On a scale of 1 to 10, what are you feeling right now? Interesting. Can you feel this? I'm squeezing your pointer finger, checking to make sure that you still have feeling. I've been panic reconnecting all the nerve endings that got disconnected during the fall. It's been a painstaking process of merging my system with your system for hours on end. My tendrils are fusing together anything that's been ripped or torn or just flat out broken. With the damage you suffered, it was a miracle that your lungs were still working. Now, I need you to follow my finger. Good, good. Use only your eyes. Yes, just like that. Very good. Now to the other side. Yeah, just like that. Good job, Tulip. You're responding well to instructions and being able to track a moving target. That's a great sign. I was a little worried that you wouldn't be able to do that considering the state we found you in. Now, I do have to be the bearer of bad news, which I'm really sorry about. Are you ready for the painful part? I have to check your thigh injury. It's the only part of you that's too messed up for me to be able to do anything about it. Well, in your previous state. See, I've tried reconnecting, I have, but it only caused your body to seize in pain. I figured if it was that painful, we could just wait until you were awake. If you ever did wake. But you did. So, how good is your pain tolerance, Tulip? Let's hope that's good enough for this. 1, 2, 3. Ooh. That looks painful. Even with my spores helping to ease the pain, flooding your system with adrenaline and endorphins. Fuck. I can see how badly that must hurt. Ooh, my stars. It looks so raw. I know it hasn't been touched in days. the only person who has been in here was me. I'm the only person who's checked on you. How does it feel? Fuck. I can only imagine, Tulip. You're doing very well managing your pain. Silver lining, right? What I can offer, do you want me to try connecting to your nervous system and healing you that way again? Now that you're awake, you can tell me how it feels. You know, if you think it's working, if it gets to be too much, stuff like that. You can just tell me directly and I'll stop. I won't lie. It's going to be really painful. Like, super painful. But it offers the best chance at recovery, and it reduces the chances of losing your leg. I didn't want to bring it up earlier, but you're kind of at high risk for that. This is your choice, Tulip. Completely and totally 100% your decision. Do you want me to try to connect again, or do you want to risk? I'll try to connect to your system again. What's your pain level currently? Let's hope it stays that way. Shh, it's okay. Shh, and that's it. I know. It's okay. Shh. Oh, it's going to be okay. I'm just merging a part of my system with yours. That's it. That's all I'm doing. It's okay, Tulip. I promise you, it's all going to be okay. Shh. I know it hurts, but you wanted this. I'm just trying to help you to make sure that you're safe and healthy. Yeah, it's gonna be okay. It's only momentary pain. I promise. You're doing so good for me. Taking it just like I thought you would. Yes, that's it. You look really pretty when you're in pain like this. Did you know that? Oh, it's all right, Flower. All's gonna be okay. You're doing so good for me, taking it so well, regardless of the pain. Yes, that's it. You can feel me inside you, braiding our fibers together. A part of me permanently inside you, forever. Just like that, Tulip. I know it hurts, but you're making me so proud. Yes, you are. You can handle a bit more. I know you can. After all, it's just a little pain. You've handled a lot worse than this. You fell out of the sky. Crash-landed in a strange place with even stranger creatures helping you out. My spores help ease the pain while our fibers get intermingled, dancing together, pleasure starting to mix with the pain. What do you feel, Flower? Focus on that. Black out everything else and let your entire world boil down to just that one feeling. Yes. Oh, you're doing so good for me, Tulip. Yes, you are. Handling this way better than I thought you would. So tough for me, Flower. Yes, you are. I know it hurts, I know, but you're being so brave about it, handling it so well, taking everything I give you so perfectly. Yes, just like that, Tulip. Keep it up. Keep being good for me. You can do that, can't you? Of course you can, Flower. Feeling your nerve endings connecting, the adrenaline flooding your system. It feels like everything's on fire, doesn't it? That means you can't focus on anything for too long. The focus of what you're feeling is always shifting, catching you off guard. Whether that's right on top of your injured inner thigh, or maybe a spark in your nipple, or even the burst of pleasure along your hole. That's right. It can feel good sometimes. It feels good when you aren't focused on the spores connecting your nerves. They're bringing you pleasure everywhere else. The two feelings are starting to mingle, aren't they? Yeah, that's right. That's a good flower for me. Taking it so well. I know it hurts, I know. But it hurts in a good way, doesn't it? You're going to be sore, but you're also going to be thinking about how you got sore. My creamy colored spongy flesh on top of you, connecting to you, going inside you. It's enough to get you excited, isn't it? Thinking about how I'm currently inside you, filling you up, holding you together. Have you thought about that? Even when you're healed enough to leave this place, a bit of me is always going to be inside you. Oh, that sends a shiver down your spine, doesn't it? Makes your whole flutter around nothing. Try to find something to clench around. Oh, that's it. It's so nice to have you conscious for your treatments, Tulip. It's nice to be able to take care of you when you're awake. I can see how you're really feeling instead of trying to guess it. Like, now. I can attach these two together and see exactly how it makes you feel. And you know what? I wouldn't have known that if you weren't awake. Oh, that's it. That's right. Oh, so good for me. You're gorgeous when you're in pain, you know that? I can feel myself starting to see, just watching you fall apart while impaled on me. My tissue connects to yours, braiding us together, intertwining us for the rest of your life. That's it, Flower. You're doing so good for me. You like how this feels, don't you? I should have known. Regardless of how much it hurts, there's still adrenaline in your system. It's blurring everything together. You can't focus on anything except the good stuff, can you? Oh, that's okay, Tulip. That might be for the best. Not everyone is tough enough to handle this kind of treatment. You're showing me just how brave you are, Tulip. Yes, you are. Doing such a good job of taking me. You look so pretty while you're doing it. I wonder, are you going to be able to come just from this? I want to see if you can. That would be so hot, Tulip. Watching you come without me ever touching that part of you. If it happens, it happens, but I'm not going to force it. I wouldn't be a good doctor if I decided to keep doing treatment on you just to see if you could come from it. No. When the treatment is up, we will see if you've come together. I'm sure you're so delirious from everything that you're feeling that you're unsure if you've come too, aren't you? Oh, that's okay, Flower. You're doing so good. Just focus on that, on making me happy, on taking me just like a good flower does. Yes, that's it. You feel good, don't you? You just love how I can make you feel, don't you? Yeah, connecting directly into your nervous system, pumping whatever I want you to feel directly inside you, our nerves mingling together. Oh, that's it, Tulip. You're doing so good. Just another minute left in your treatment. Are you going to be able to come before the treatment is up? I'm not sure if you have it in you. Do you really think you have what it takes to come before the treatment is up? Your body is reaching its limit, Flower. Your thighs are shaking as your lungs struggle for you to keep your breathing even. Oh, that's right. You're right on the verge of coming, aren't you? Oh, so cute. You can come for me if you need to. Just remember, I'm not stopping until your treatment is up. Whether you come before, during, or even after, it doesn't matter to me. All I care about is getting this procedure done, Tulip. Then I can make you feel good. This, your reaction? This is just a little benefit I didn't see happening. I didn't realize someone could look so sexy while in pain. Tears streaking down your lovely face as you barely contain your pleasure. Oh, that's right. It's all too much. It's all so much for you, isn't it? Yeah. It's a good thing you're just about done. You're going to feel me start to disconnect. Just like this. My tendrils leaving your fibers one by one. Oh, just like that. Yes. It's okay, Tulip. It's going to be okay, I promise you. I'm right here. I've got you, Flower. I know it hurts, and I know it feels good, too. There's so much going on. You're confused, aren't you? Yeah. That's okay. I'll answer any question you have after you tell me how you're feeling, okay? But I need to know that first. What are you feeling, Tulip? That's okay. We only have to do this a few more times today and tomorrow, and then you should be completely healed. And before you ask, yes, you heard me correctly. It's a few more times a day and not just once or twice a day. I need to make sure that what I'm actually repairing sticks. If it doesn't stick, the reason for the pain was pointless. I don't want to be hurting you just for the sake of hurting you. That's not what I'm into. I want to see you recover. I also want to prove to everyone that you weren't a lost cause and that outsiders can be nice. But that's a little more personal and spiteful on my behalf. I mean, so far you've been nothing but polite, but you were also knocked out. Now that you're awake, this could get a bit more difficult. That's an issue for tomorrow, though. Just because you are officially conscious doesn't mean I'm going to let you walk around all willy-nilly. You are staying in bed for the rest of the day. Got it? Good. I'll go downstairs and find the chef. I'll let him know that you're awake and that we will be needing two plates from now on. Also, I want to rub it in his smug face that I was right and that you did wake up and that he was wrong and I was right. He was convinced that I was crazy for trying to help you. He was one of the biggest voices for not taking you in, but I wouldn't hear it. I was not having it. I think he was assigned chef duty just so he could be proven right or wrong without anyone else having to get in the way. But it doesn't matter, because now I get to shove it in his stupid face that I was right and he was wrong and you're awake and we need not one, but two. Two plates. I'm sorry. This probably should not be as big of a deal to me as it is. I am really, really sorry, but it's one of those things where it's out of spite, you know, Tulip? I'm sorry. Why don't you just stay here? If I come back and I find that you've moved out of bed even an inch, I'm going to show you what a punishment looks like around here. And it's not as fun as what you just went through. Don't strain yourself, and I promise I'll be right back. You won't even notice that I'm gone. Ooh. And I'll make sure to bring back snacks. Oh, but I don't know what kind of treats that they like, though. I'll just bring an arrangement. I'm sure they're starving, and no one has ever thought that a tray of snacks was rude, right? Like, I'll just do it. Oh, wait, but I need to. You know what? You know what? I'll be sure to tell the chef that they.